Hello, everyone. Ed Richards for OklahomaFarmReport.com. It's time once again to check out the weekly box beef trade from last week, ending September 28th. And, of course, all the finished cattle trade with Ed Serwin, USDA Market News, Amarillo, Texas. Ed, how do we do?
The daily spot choice box beef cutout lost $4.36 since the previous Friday and ended the week at 188.98. But it lost over $3 of that all on the last Friday. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is a total of all types of sales, including the spot trade, was 191.79, which was $1.25 lower than the previous week, so it didn't drop near as much as the spot trade. The total reported box beef volume was 7,448 loads, which was about 860 loads better than the previous week. And the formula trade was up 150 loads and stood at 3,300 loads for the week. The outfront sales were almost 350 loads higher than the week before and ended up at 1,354 loads. And the export sales were almost double of what they were the previous week. They were at 1,039 loads, which was about 463 loads better than the previous week, and was no doubt influenced by the declining prices as well as the falling value of the dollar in the last few weeks. Taking a look at the primal cut trade, almost everything was lower except the choice chuck primal. The outside primal cuts, which are rounds and chucks, were $1 to $5 lower except that choice chuck, which was $4.50 higher. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were steady to $7 lower. 50% trimmings ended the week around $4 lower for the third consecutive week, and they've lost $13 since early in September. The cow cutout finally stabilized after dropping $8 since the middle of September and traded around $160 the last 3 days of the week. The 90% trimmings dropped $4 early in the week, but finally quit dropping by midweek. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was $3 to $4 lower on extremely light volume in most areas. Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Kansas all sold cattle $3 lower at $123. Nebraska sold cattle $3 to $4 lower at $122 to $123, while Colorado traded $4 lower at $122. And Iowa traded $3 to $4 lower at $120 to $122. So everybody was quite a bit depressed in this week's trade. The dress trade was mostly $4 to $5 lower at $190 to $191, with a few up to $192 in Iowa. Packers cut harvest rates slightly throughout the week, but not near as drastic as they did the previous week. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 1,284 pounds last week, and that was a whopping 27 pounds higher than the previous week. But once again, it was due primarily to a dramatic change in the product mix, including heifers. Heifers dropped 8% down to 35% for the week, and that's about a little more normal than the last week's over 40%. And that compares to 1,260-pound average live weight last year. Taking a look at the average national steer carcass weight, it was 869 pounds, which was 1 pound lower than the previous week. And that compares to 853 pounds last year and 846 pounds in 2010. So we continue to market all of our cattle quite a bit heavier than we did a year ago. The front month of the CME of October closed at 122.07 on Friday, which was about $3.50 lower than the previous week. Now let's take a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains. It was mostly steady to $2 higher on yearlings early in the week, then steady to $3 lower by mid to late week after the downturn on the CME on Tuesday. The stocker cattle and calf prices were even more uneven than the yearlings due to the lack of forage in many areas and also normal seasonal trends. The trend for stockers was $5 lower to $5 higher, but mostly steady to $3 lower, with price increases occurring early in the week. Most of the price strength was on wean-type calves, and the new crop calves endured their normal seasonal downturn, causing extremely large spreads on calf prices. New crop balling calves have become the bulk of the receipts, and they were easily $3 to $5 lower in most auctions. Buyers scrambled for the shrinking supply of wean calves, keeping those prices steady or firm in most places. Those 500 to 600 pound steers at area auctions were steady to $4 lower and traded at $138 to $170, with the wean calves selling at the top end of the range and mostly steady. The yearling trade with 700 to 750 pound steers was at $141 to $150, and those 800 to 850 pound steers at auctions were $134 to $143. Both of those items were just a little weaker. The Texas Direct trade reported about only 15,000 head in sales that were steady to $2 higher early in the week, with weakness noted late in the week. The trading volume ground to a standstill later in the week as buyers lowered their bids and receipts were considerably under last year again. There was over 1,000 head of 750 to 800 pound steers that traded at 142 to 147. That was for current FOB, and that was $1 to $2 higher. However, most of that trade occurred early in the week. And taking a look at the CME, the September CME feeder cattle month went off the board on Thursday at 143.27, and that was about 50 cents lower. But the month of October lost $2.42 on Friday as future prices watched the corn prices jump dramatically. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.